Hey guys, just in the car, finished work, had a bit of a bitty day today really. I don't know if you guys ever experienced it, I'm sure you do, where you just seem to be fighting fires and trying to get jobs done, and lots of little bitty jobs and all the rest of it. So it's been one of those days really. It was tough because I had to pull up a member of the team, which, you know, he's a real super nice guy and super loyal and just an all round good guy. And as much as you want to obviously support people and all the rest of it, but when someone's not actually sort of doing their thing, or they're not actually performing that the way they should do, excuse me guys, I think I just got to support him and really help him out and keep him on track. I mean, it was tough because it's been ongoing for a little while and we're not getting the results that we need, and it's critical that we do. And I think the reality is, whether you're employed, whether you're certainly when you're self-employed and running your own business, you are accountable and you can't hide, and there needs to be results. The reality is, a business is not a charity and shit needs to get done. So I think it's just, a frustration. But we're just going to, the management team are really just going to sort of pull around him and support him and really help him get to where he needs to be. We are doing some sort of, big internal structural changes, and it does need a lot of thinking outside the box and, actually implementing, and actually creating a solution to things. And I know not everyone can do that, because I think not everyone has that capacity to, think laterally and solve problems. But I think one thing I think anybody needs to be able to do, or to be able to really succeed, if you can solve problems and deal with issues and find ways around those issues, I think that's always going to put you in good stead and set you above any of the competition. So I wouldn't say it was a tough conversation. It was just, we're there to support you, but you need to pull your socks up. So but we'll get it. We'll work on it. It's like I always say, it's all about the team, and if there's a weakness, we need to, as a team, pull together and make it work. So that was that. Did a vlog on the best buys for first-time buyers. That's out. So hopefully that'll help some first-time buyers out there. And interestingly enough, I said to the brokers, I said, guys, are you aware that although this is the best deal for this, for a 15% deposit, I don't know, for some of you, you might go, oh, that's obvious, but I think for some others it might not be. But 15% deposit, you'd have thought a 2-year fixed rate, whatever the best deal is, there is only one best deal, but it's not. And I said to them, okay, so 350k purchase price, 15% deposit, this is the best 2-year fixed. Do you think it's the same deal that's the best deal if it's a purchase price of 200 grand? And they said, yeah, of course, it's the same loan to value, but it's not. And I think they were sort of, really? I need to see the figures. And I showed them, and I think that was quite interesting. So even though we got some really experienced guys, I think it's you can learn something every single day, every single day. Now, the reality is that doesn't matter too much, that little eye-opening, because the reality is, whenever you do a piece of research, you always look at every case on a standalone basis, and it's not affected by previous sort of research. I mean, obviously it's affected by your knowledge and your understanding of the market, but it's not prejudiced in any way. So you look at it in a standalone context. That was really, really interesting, because obviously, if you can imagine, the monthly pay, when we look at the overall cost, we look at it as, what's the cheapest deal over the deal period. And I mean, there's lots of different ways to measure or define what is the best, what is the cheapest. But when you actually look at it, the figures, it's quite interesting. Yeah, then did another vlog on something just to share for investors. It was really interesting. We heard that a lot of the buy-to-let lenders are now actively looking for people who are now trying to holiday-let their properties who don't have the permissions, and that was quite interesting. So it's something that I've been aware of for a while, and it's the first time I've actually heard that lenders are actually pulling the plug and pulling the rug under people's feet. And so that's quite interesting. I think it's quite important to get that message out there for property investors. In terms of the tech startup, Lauren was doing a bit of work with the data. What's interesting on that side of things is, although we can get quite a bit of data in terms of open data we can access, there's a lot of gaps, and we need to go through a bit of a manual process, particularly for the prototype. So that's a little bit labour intensive and slowing us down a little bit. So we'll get there, but we should have the data that we need, hopefully, by early next week, so we can move forward on that side of things. A bit of a bitty day, really, and I feel a little bit frustrated, if I'm honest. I feel like I haven't achieved as much as I wanted to, and I really don't like that. So I'm just going to go and head to the gym, go for a run, have a bit of a sweat out, and then get back, put the kids down, have tea, and then do some more work. So life never stops, but it's good fun. And listen, guys, it's my daily little catch up. If you like it, love it if you can subscribe. Hopefully my face might appear there at some point. That's my little subscribe button. And keep tuning in for much more, guys. Take care. Hey, podcast peeps. Listen, thank you so much for listening to the Ben Parry podcast experience. It means the world to me for you guys to listen, and I hope you got some real value out of it. If you can rate and review this podcast, it will mean the world to me as well. And listen, I really hope that you can keep tuned in and listen out for much more to come. So big love, and catch up soon, guys.